Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm speaking with Dennis Newsback, who's ruminant technical manager for Novus International. And Dennis, we're going to be talking a little bit about Novus's oxidative balance program. First, why don't you just explain what that program is?
Well, with oxidative balance, it's actually a system of nutrients that we feed the cow that helps combat some of the antagonisms that occur, the oxidation that goes on with the cow. As cows freshen and they begin to gear up their metabolism for the production of energy, involute the uterus, get ready to have another conception and another calf, and lactate, they mobilize quite a bit of energy, and a lot of that is in the form of fat sources. As those fat sources get mobilized and get transported through the cow's bloodstream, every time you move a fat, it has a greater chance to get oxidized. And when that gets oxidized, it creates free radicals within the body. Well, oxidative balance is when the production of those free radicals through normal metabolism is counteracted by enzymes or natural defense mechanisms that'll scavenge those free radicals in the body. Vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C, those all are natural antioxidants, and they will help absorb some of those free radicals generated by those oxidized fats. Selenium can also be considered an antioxidant because it gears up the enzyme glutathione peroxidase, which will take hydrogen peroxide and convert it to water. But where that came from was the first enzyme mechanism to help get rid of free radicals is superoxide dismutase, or SOD. And that requires copper, manganese, and zinc to break the free radical down, take it from a free radical to hydrogen peroxide, and then consequently the glutathione peroxidase takes it another step further to detoxify it for the animal. Well, when all of a sudden the metabolic insults from oxidized fats and free radicals overcome those natural mechanisms, that's when the cow falls out of oxidative balance, and now we say she's in conditions of oxidative stress. We see that time of calving, cows that calve in the summertime, there is good work in the literature that shows those cows will have higher markers of oxidation in their red blood cells than cows that calve in the spring. Not only is that, but body condition scores can make a big difference. Cows that are in very heavy body condition score prior to calving, the first thing they're going to do is mobilize fat to try and build up more glucose. And every time they mobilize more fat, they have more oxidation. The markers were higher in their system. So you start looking at all the different factors that can affect a cow and stress her. They start adding up. You can see where oxidative imbalances can occur. And now we need to feed an oxidative balance program to help correct that issue.
How new is this concept, I guess, in terms of dealing with a dairy herd?
Well, some of the more recent oxidative research that's been going on, you know, we've learned some of these principles 4 and 5 years ago, but it's just relatively recently that we're beginning to attack this from a nutrient management standpoint. And Novus has been experimenting with this since July of 2007 in the field, and now we've combined several research trials in the field as well as some controlled research trials to validate the effects that we're seeing. And generally it's three pounds of fat corrected or energy corrected milk per cow that they feed a program.
Well, it's interesting to me, not being a dairy producer, that it seems like we're moving towards much more looking at the whole cow system, everything that's a part of it and everything it can affect, almost like it's a machine, in other words, and how you can, you know, make sure each part of that machine is working correctly by just making adjustments and turning a few screws. Is that kind of what it's like?
Well, that's a very good analogy. When we look at Novus's oxidative balance program, that's basically designed around three types of products. Mm-hmm. Firstly, we have an antioxidant package called Agrado Plus. It's a proprietary blend of antioxidants, and the minute that gets mixed with the TMR, that product can begin to scavenge free radicals within the diet, hence decreasing the free radical load to the cow. We also have seen some very nice rumen microbial effects when we feed the product. higher ADF and NDF digestibilities, increased microbial protein synthesis and microbial efficiency, which helps drive more milk production. And we also have seen higher serum vitamin E and A's, so we know we're positively impacting the antioxidant or the oxidative balance within the cow just based on the antioxidants. Mm-hmm. The next factor is our HMTBA or Alamet or MFP product that has both a ruminal effect and a metabolizable or bypass methionine effect. We mentioned the glutathione peroxidase enzyme system before that requires selenium to help scavenge the hydrogen peroxides to water to help detoxify that within the animal. Glutathione is a 3-amino acid peptide, mm-hmm. and cysteine is one of the sulfur-containing amino acids in that tripeptide. Well, it's been shown very clearly that methionine can be used and converted into cysteine, so we want to make sure we have enough cysteine to help glutathione peroxidase scavenge hydrogen peroxide and detoxify the animal. And lastly, because SOD, the first enzyme, in the cytoplasm of the cell, we need copper and zinc as trace minerals to activate the SOD to full activity within the cell. So again, SOD will take the free radical, turn it to hydrogen peroxide, and feed it to the glutathione peroxidase to turn it into water and oxygen. So in the cytoplasm, zinc and copper are required to activate that enzyme, but in the mitochondria, manganese is required to activate superoxide dismutase activity, and they estimate 1-3% of all energy generated within the mitochondria, or the powerhouse of the cell, can actually kick out free radicals aberrantly, like sparks from a fire. And those have to be scavenged up as well, too. So hence the three-pronged approach, the natural, or the antioxidants, the trace minerals, and then the methionine source to fit and replace some of the different screws within the cogs of the machinery.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is, as many of what Novus does, this is a program as opposed to really selling products. You seem to take a program approach to this, like this is, and on every farm it would be different then. I mean, as far as their feed needs are concerned then?
There are quite a bit of differences, but basically when you're looking at corn silage, corn, alfalfa, haylage, soybean meal diets, you're generally in that 8.5 grams of metabolizable methionine deficit anyway. Mm-hmm. And by feeding 17 grams of Alamet or MFP, 7 grams of Mintrex, that gives you your 8.5 grams of metabolizable methionine. So we're helping plug that into the animal's dietary pattern to A, optimize milk production and milk components, but B, also maximize the oxidative balance potential of the cow to combat some of those free radicals.
Well, is this... this kind of approach, a very chemical, biological approach, how do you educate producers? Or do you go through nutritionists? I mean, is that how you get this information out to producers? Because surely not every dairy producer knows all these big words that you're throwing around here and what that means for their particular herd.
Well, that's a good point. This is a relatively complex concept, and the way Novus generally works is we do work with the nutritionists. We work with some dairymen who might be doing their own nutritional work, or the independent consultants is basically who we try to educate, because they read the literature and they're familiar with a lot of these, but in some of the lay press, you're not going to see superoxide dismutase or glutathione peroxidase and know what the heck that is, so... We'll save the technology and the science for the consulting nutritionists and the veterinarians that are doing the nutritional balancing, but we've been trying to show through a variety of field trials. We tried to present the results of our product in something the dairyman can understand, and for a 15-cent investment in those different products, 3 pounds of milk, milk hit $16 in Iowa last month, so you can see we're easily... I can't do my math really quick in my head, but 48 cents for a 15-cent investment, that's a very reasonable return on investment. So,
all right, very good. Thank you very much. At World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.